Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies, former Albany Bureau Chief of the New York Daily News, all-around expert on New York State government and politics. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Great to talk to you. Of course, there's another. What's this, the 23rd candidate on the Democratic side for president now, Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City.
Right. Mayor Bill de Blasio, there's been speculation he was going to jump in, and he finally did on Thursday. The reaction was what you would expect, a lot of scoffing. People don't know why he's getting in. You know, a lot of people, both in New York and across the country, and then there's others who fear why, you know, that it'll draw his attention away from the problems facing New York City if he's out on the campaign trail.
It's certainly a long shot, I would think. We had Ed Cox, the chair of the Republican Party of New York, on this week, and he said the last time a New York City mayor won the presidency was DeWitt Clinton back in the 1800s.
Yeah, look, I mean, Bill de Blasio isn't even popular in his own city. I think it was in New York, 76% said they didn't want him running for president. He's not very well known across the country. He doesn't have a major fundraising apparatus. Right now, he was polling at negative numbers, if that's possible. It is a problem at best for him to even get into the debates that are coming up.
So why do it?
He has, since taking office, wanted to be a voice for progressivism, not just in New York, but across the country and even the world. He's been to London. He's been all over the globe trying to get his message out. He has failed miserably most of the times. Don't forget, 4 years ago, it was Bill de Blasio who wanted to hold a progressive summit in Iowa with all the Democratic presidential candidates, and not one signed up for it, and he had to cancel it. So, look, he wants to see where it can lead. He wants to be a voice of the party. Will anybody listen to that voice? That's questionable.
What about this victory for environmentalists this week, the rejection of the Williams pipeline?
Yeah, it's been a controversial issue. The governor's DEC, Department of Environmental Conservation, rejected, although they didn't outright reject, a proposal to create a 37-mile pipeline that would run through New York, bring in fracked gas from Pennsylvania to New Jersey and New York. Both New Jersey and New York regulators had to sign off, and New York said no. They fear it could cause some water contamination. And, you know, it's a big deal. Environmentalists hailed it as a major victory. National Grid, who needed this, said it has now stopped processing new applications for service for all level of customers, not just large development projects, but small business and residential. So we're going to see where this lands. The DEC did not say they wouldn't reconsider if changes were made to the application. And certainly now National Grid is going to play hardball by rejecting these new applications. So we'll see where it goes from here.
Well, Ken, I can only imagine the revenue that's going to come into New York State if the bill introduced in the Senate to ban texting while walking passes.
Yeah, this just popped up this week. A bill that would fine you anywhere between $50 and $150 if you're seen texting while crossing the street. Supporters say it's designed to cut down on potential hazards. People aren't looking where they're going and putting themselves and others in dangers, especially as they cross the streets. Others say it's more of the nanny state. It was introduced in the Senate by Senator John Liu out of Queens. We'll see if there's support in that House and in the Assembly, but it certainly caught up a lot of attention because anyone who walks around anywhere knows there's people just, looking down, texting, not looking where they're going. Whether that should be a crime or not, that's what we're going to see.
Ken Lovett, always a pleasure. He is the Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. And we, of course, will catch up with you next week. Thanks, Ken.
Anytime. Be well.